Paul, a tough 2-0 home defeat tonight. What are your reflections?
Very disappointed with the result. We asked for a lot more effort and application than I got on Saturday. I think we got that tonight. But if you don't take your chances, made quite a few clear-cut chances. First half, probably more than we've created in a lot of games. And conceding early puts you in the back foot. But overall, they've had three shots on target all game. And scored with two of them, so I think that tells a story. We're disappointed not to get anything out of the game.
Not for the first time. We stood here and there's a major talking point, Paul. And again, it would have come, had you got back on terms, it would have come at a good time as well. It's a major talking point, the penalty not given. Tell us what you thought.
Well, it's a blatant handball. We thought it at the time. We've seen it, everybody in the ground seen it, the fourth official seen it, the linesman seen it. So I've not spoke to the referee yet, so I don't know why it's not given. It's just before half time. We were on top in the game, and it's not only a handball and a penalty, it's a sending off as well. It changes the whole outcome of the game.
And on top in the game when they get their second, which is a strike out of nothing really, and then you're chasing it again, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Big blow conceding after 2 minutes, but we came back into the game, we played football, we created chances. And then second half, the second goal is poor, to defend like that from a corner, let the ball go over your head and bounce. And then he's got all the time in the world to get the ball out of his feet. It's a fantastic finish, not taking anything away from that, but got to be better than that.
Yeah, you're not worried about a confidence issue among the players, Paul, given the recent run of results?
No, look, it's a tough game. And things are going against you. You really need to roll your sleeves up and get on with it. I've said that to the players there. Any positives to take out of tonight was that we're a lot better than we were Saturday. And performance-wise, we need to build on that.
And, well, on that theme then, Paul, what is the solution? Quite obviously, there's no sort of magic wand to wave, but you've got a bit of time between now and Saturday to try and look at a solution. What might that be?
You've just got to keep believing. Keep the belief and keep going, for two disappointing defeats in the space of a short space of time. But before that, we'd won three games out of our last four, so we know how quickly it can turn around. When we do win games and we go on little runs, we know that a defeat's around the corner. But in this league, at any time, if you keep going, you keep the belief, and you'll pick up results.
A big call also, leaving Cedric Avina out tonight. But did you feel it was right for him to be taken out the firing line from Saturday?
A little bit, but it's not just him. He wasn't feeling the best, so it would have been a risk to play him anyway. I thought Liam came in and done well. And Liam Wakefield, right back again. But that's all it was.
You've confirmed this week that you are looking around a couple of players in the pipeline. Is there any news on that from Paul?
Hopefully. There was a slight chance we might have been able to get somebody in for tonight. But very hopeful that'll happen for Saturday.
I mean, I don't expect you to name names unless you want to. But, if you don't want to do that, is there an area that you're looking at? But is there an area that you'd like to improve or you feel needs strengthening?
Well, there's a few areas we feel that need strengthening. The one thing I think that we need, especially when you've just lost two in a bounce like we have done, you need somebody that's going to come in and lead the group.
Yeah, I mean, you've talked about a leader. Does that mean somebody who's a bit more vocal, somebody who, on nights like tonight, who might be prepared to pull a few players in and point a few fingers? Is that kind of character you're looking for? Somebody to G up the dressing room, perhaps?
Yeah, and then G them up on the pitch, when things are going well, make sure they're calm and influence. When things aren't going well, make sure that everybody keeps going.
Well, I mean, between now and Saturday, you've got time to look forward. I mean, in League One, the games are coming thick and fast, and it's another big game on Saturday. MK Dons, they're right up there fighting for the points as well, Paul. But in some respects, they're probably an ideal fixture to try and look at.
It is, and look, regardless of the result tonight, Saturday was always going to be a big game. It just makes it a little bit bigger now.
And the last question from me, Paul. Any new bumps or bruises ahead of that game?
Just a few kicks. Dean's took a kick early in his groin area, which was a bit painful. Nathan Tyson's got a dead calf, but everybody will be fine.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you.